Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Solid ground again. Or at least they are off the train and into the railway station. The Chicago Limited, carrying our mail order detectives to Chicago on the trail of the Punkinville bank robbers, has stopped at a division point, and the old boys have followed a suspicious character from the train to the depot. They present a strange picture as, with their coats over their red flannels, they stand in the center of the reception room and watch their suspect in the lunchroom. Cy and Elmer.
Ask him, all right, Cy. That's the fella we seen go into the bank in Punkinville.
Yeah, and he's the same one that was blacked up like the porter on our train. And what can we do with him?
Well, you don't know, lest we arrest him.
Would it be legal for us to do that?
Well, why would it be legal? Yeah. Say, aren't we bona fide detectives, ain't we?
And what are we going to do with him after we get him?
Well, what does any detective do with a prisoner after he gets him?
I don't know.
Well, then how do you expect me to? You've been a detective as long as I have, Cy, and you're older than me anyway.
Well, I ain't much older, Elmer. Only about 8 months.
8 months? Why, during your pesky hide, you were 67 last January.
Elmer, I wasn't but 61.
61? Shucks. You're 67 right now.
Huh?
You're too, and you act like 100. With your misery and your rheumatism.
Hey, now, don't you be picking on me, Elmer. This ain't no time to fight. We got a prisoner in there in that lunchroom, and we can't eat nothing till he's done.
Well, sweet potatoes. Who cares about eating?
I do.
Well, we got to get him caught before he gets done eating, too.
Mm.
I got an idea. We better send a telegram to the sheriff in Punkinville. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Telling him we got one of the fellas, and that we're going to take him on to Chicago and get the other one.
And why don't you telephone to him, Elmer? There's your telephone right there in that little house.
Well, during the fire, I won't, sir. That's a good idea. We ain't got no money, though, as we get back to our paths on the train. I know.
Huh?
I just get the sheriff out of bed, let him pay for it.
And you better hurry up, Elmer. That fella's about through eating in there.
Well, now look here, sir. You watch that fella close, you hear me?
Yeah.
And don't let him go outside this depot.
All right.
I'll call up the sheriff.
Yeah.
Wait till you get inside this little house thing here. Now, keep your eye on that fella, sir. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? I want to talk to the sheriff. Huh? What sheriff? Hank Hawkins, of course. Yeah, he's the only sheriff I know. Huh? Whereabouts he live? Same place he lived for 20 years. Yeah, right next door to the big red church.
Elmer. That's a Elmer.
Hush up, Cy, will you? I can't get this telephone girl to understand nothing.
Mm.
Now, listen here, sister. I want to talk to Sheriff Hank Hawkins, and I... Huh? What's that? What town does he live in? Punkinville, of course. What? It is? Say, this guest says we're in Dodge City, Kansas.
Now, never mind that, Elmer. Listen to me for a minute.
Say, don't bother me, will you? Hello? I want to talk to the sheriff of Pumpkin County. Yeah, this Elmer Peabody talking. Detective Elmer Peabody. Yeah, and I want the sheriff to pay for this call, too. Huh? Bet your life I'll hold it.
Say, Elmer, if you'd only listen to me for a minute, I got something to tell you.
Sorry, I can't talk now. I got business to do here.
Oh,
goodness. Yes. Ain't every night we can be running around strange towns at midnight and charging telephone calls to the sheriff?
Yeah, but Elmer, I...
Sorry, will you shut up?
Uh-huh.
I got it. You can just watch me through this door now. Now, you can go ahead and talk all you want. It. Can't hear you through that door anyhow, I reckon. Hello? Hello? Yes, I'm still waiting. What? My call to Punkinville is complete. Complete nothing. Ain't even started yet. Oh. All right, let him come. Hello? That you, Sheriff? Yeah, I know it's you. You can quit cussing at me right now, yeah. Now, listen, Sheriff. Me and Si's got a prisoner in the depot in Dodge City, Kansas. What'll we do with him? Huh? Well, we're pretty sure he's a fella. We followed into the Pumpkinville Bank. Si, will you get away from that door? Don't hammer on the glass, he'll bust it. Shut up, Si, will you? I can't hear you no how. Say, Sheriff. Si's bothering me here. What'll he do? Huh? Oh, yes, yes. All right. What? Get on the train again with the prisoner and take him to Chicago. You did? Say, that's dandy. Yeah, we'll wire you from Chicago. Yeah, good night, Sheriff. Have a good sleep. What? Sheriff, I'm ashamed of you saying things like that to me. Yeah, same to you.
I got something mighty important to tell you.
Shucks, Si, you ain't got no news at all.
Elmer
Peabody is a fella with news.
Yeah, but...
You know what the sheriff said?
Yeah.
Said we was to take the prisoner on to Chicago. And he's already wired to Chicago to arrest anybody on the train ahead of us. Answering to the description of the cashier that left town with that there crook.
Yeah, but Elmer, my news is bigger than yours. And it's worse.
Si, I can't listen to it now. Elmer. We gotta go into that there restaurant and arrest our city slicker. Come on now.
Yeah, but Elmer, you see...
Si, will you hold on that? Say, wait a minute. Where's that fella?
Yeah.
He ain't in eating place no more.
That's what I was trying to tell you, Elmer.
What?
While you was telephoning, he went out.
Went out? Out where?
Outside.
What's the matter with you, Si? Why didn't you stop him?
Well, I was trying to tell you while you was talking on the telephone. I don't know how to stop a desperate fella like that one.
No, my goodness. If you ain't the most useless fella ever I know. Now we most likely lost him. Well, come on, we gotta get out quick and see if we can see anything of him.
Yeah, I don't know how to stop him, Elmer.
Yeah, well, I'll show you how to stop if I get where I can see him. Si, look. They put another engine on our train. Look, our spokes is walking up and down the platform over there.
Yes, and Elmer.
What?
Just look right there.
Wait, ain't
that our fella there?
Whereabouts?
Right there, by the back end of the train.
Wait.
Oh, right there, Elmer.
Si, that's him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now we better stay back here against the side of this depot so he won't see us.
Well, how are we going to catch him from way over here?
Si, we ain't going to catch him from way over here. Can't you get nothing through your dumb head?
Now, what's the matter?
We're going to stand right here till the train starts and he gets on. Then we're going to run over and jump on after him. He can't get off while the trains are going, so then we can rest him any time we like.
I'm getting mighty chilly standing around here in my flannels, Elmer. This overcoat don't come down none too far.
Yeah, it'd be good for you. You're too darn old to catch cold nohow.
Say, that train's going to go, Elmer. It looks like it's moving a little bit right now.
And our train is getting on, Si. It's getting on. Come on, run for it, Si. Run for it now. Come on, Si. Come on, will you? Get them old spindle shanks of yours going, will you? Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming, Elmer, but this coat is hard to run in.
Come on, Si. Come on, let's get that car up front, Si. The foot is going up the steps, and he ain't yet to do it yet.
I'm coming, Elmer. I'm coming. Here we be.
Now, grab it quick, Si. Grab it quick now. My goodness. Never had such a run in all my life put together.
Do you reckon that fella knows we seen him?
Si, you don't even know we suspect nothing. We wouldn't have got back on the same train with us. And don't forget that he thinks you and me are still on the train. Sound asleep and way up in another car.
Yeah, there's no sense of standing out in this cold place. Let's get inside and keep warm.
That's a good idea, everything.
Say, this is a different car from any we've been on before, ain't it?
Yeah, and I was in one of these here before. Si, that's what they call a club car, you know.
Yeah?
It's supposed to belong to some kind of a club to ride in it, but everybody's going to bed now, so there won't be no harm in us sitting here.
Yeah.
And what's more, we've got to figure out how to arrest that fella in the car.
I never seen such a hard fella to arrest.
Yeah, we ain't really tried yet.
Yeah?
Every time I get ready to do some smart detecting, you do something foolish.
Yeah.
This fella's going off someplace.
How can we find him in all of them dark cars?
Don't expect we can.
Yeah.
Best thing for us to do is to sit right here till daylight. Then we'll start going through all the cars and looking for you.
Seems like I heard a door open or something, Elmer.
Yes, I did too. Train was loud there for a second.
Yeah.
Somebody come in his car, Si.
Huh?
He's coming from the front end now with a lantern.
That's a brakeman, Elmer.
Who?
Brakeman.
Oh.
Maybe he can tell us something about the fella we're after.
Maybe he can at that. Say, mister, did you see where the fella went that just got on the train that got off it to eat back at that town where we got off after him and got back on after him?
Yeah. Did you see him?
I never saw one man do all them things in my life. Not in one breath. And you gentlemen better get on to bed now and get out of this car.
Say, Elmer. That ain't the same brakeman we had before.
Si, this is a dead, gum-dust railroad train ever I seen. First it ain't the same porter, and now it ain't the same brakeman.
Well, I know it ain't. You ain't the same, are you, mister?
Whatever you're talking about, I ain't it. I just got on here at Dodge City. Now, if you're all through talking, you better go back to your own car. We're going to cut this one off at Gravel Switch.
Did you say Gravel Switch?
Si, wait a minute. That don't make sense.
Yeah.
We come to Gravel Switch 2 hours ago.
Hey, we ain't going through the same town twice, are we, mister?
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where do you fellas think you're going?
We're detectives, mister. Following a dangerous criminal.
Certainly are. Probably the best in the whole dying state. We're going to take him to Chicago when we catch him, too.
Yeah, and he's on this train right now.
Well, you may be going to Chicago, but this train ain't.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean that this train is going to Los Angeles, California.
Sketches.
Yes, I'd gain if we ain't going in the wrong direction.
On the wrong train, going in the wrong direction, and dressed only in their red flannels and overcoats. What a train ride. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.